Hello and welcome to level 52 of Three Extra Lives, a video game and trivia podcast. I'm your host, Tom Knight. Welcome back to another level. And if you listened to level 51, you know there was a segment about the football manager competition that me and my brother won a prize in. And when I recorded that, I actually didn't know what I was going to get. Well, had a few people ask me, what did you get, Tom? What did you get? And I can tell you, I got a pack of stickers. So maybe, just maybe, I hyped that up just a little bit too much and expected something maybe a little bit more, but I can't be ungrateful. It was a small token to acknowledge the event that took place. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're gonna have to go back and listen to level 51 because I don't have time to cover it here because we got new stuff to talk about. Fresh new stuff. So anyway, let's get on with the show. So you might be noticing with the current pandemic going on that a lot of developers have been giving away free games. Sometimes this is not directly related to the COVID-19 pandemic, but there have been developers out there that have released their games for free for people to download and enjoy, keep themselves entertained. And one of those games I picked up a few weeks ago was a title called 10 Second Ninja X. Now, I wanted to do this segment in 10 seconds. I failed that. So I'm going to take my time a little bit and explain to you about 10 Second Ninja, because I came into this game freshly off playing the likes of Super Meat Boy, which is a speedrunning platformer where you're trying to beat the level as quick as possible to get a good grade. And 10 Second Ninja X is something like that, because, well, you might have figured it out already. You have 10 seconds to beat a level. And in a level, you'll be presented with various enemies that you have to destroy. Then they come in the form of robots who belong to Captain Greatbeard, who's he's the big bad in this. He captures you and puts you on his ship. And I'm not really sure what the deal with Captain Greatbeard is, but he doesn't really like you. And anyway, you get sent into various levels and you need to destroy all these robots within 10 seconds. Destroying them within 10 seconds, you beat the level. That's great. Then you get a star for doing that. But the faster you do it, the more stars you can get. And the most stars you can get in one level is 3 stars. And that means you've totally aced it. This game really relies heavy on your muscle memory. But you also have to manage a resource of your ninja stars, which you only have 3 of. And that's like a long range attack that you can use to potentially speed up your run in a level, because you can throw it from distance, take out a robot. And then you have a melee attack as well, which when you're up close, you'll destroy a robot. And as you progress through this game, the robots get specifically more different with how they react. Some of them get shields, so they take 2 hits to kill. Some of them have this almost electronic shield around them that can't be penetrated from melee range. You have to use one of your ninja stars. This game gets really difficult, and difficult to say that when you're trying to get 3 stars on the levels, because you need certain amount of stars to unlock the next area. But it's actually not too difficult to get in and start playing the game, beating the levels, but then you have to go back through them. The replayability is there to try and master them, to beat these levels faster. And you'll be surprised how quickly you start picking this up, because you'll maybe beat a level in 8 seconds, and then the next time you beat it in 7 seconds. And then the more you play it, suddenly you're beating that level in about 4 seconds. And you're like, how? How have I managed to get so much quicker at this? And you just work on this muscle memory of how to eliminate all the enemies really quickly. And it's really cool when you start pulling that off. It really looks and feels majestic to pull off the ranged attack while jumping and then meleeing another robot down and just doing this all seamlessly and quickly to beat the level. And there's not always just one way to beat the level. You can assess the level of what's potentially the best route to take, which enemies to destroy first, and that's a puzzle in itself of working out where you might save some time while doing that. And again, I picked this game up for free, totally free. It's developed by Four Circle Interactive, published by Curve Digital, and it was released way back in 2016 actually, but I think it's held up pretty well. It's one of those games that you can just go to and play for half an hour and make some progress, come back to, just really satisfies an itch of just beating some levels, maybe making some progress on a level, getting a level from 1 star to 2 star, getting you closer to unlocking another area. And this is actually the second 10 Second Ninja game, because the original came out back in March 2014, which actually I'm quite encouraged to go back and check out how this series started as well. And that first one can be picked up really cheap as well. I'm just looking at the Steam page. It's £1.59 for the original 10 Second Ninja. If you didn't pick 10 Second Ninja X up when it was released for free, then I'm very sad for you. But I still think it's worth going out there and picking up. Maybe pick up the original for peanuts and see if you like the feel of that. I mean, if you have any sort of enjoyment out of games like Super Meat Boy, where you're trying to beat levels as fast and effectively as possible, I think 10 Second Ninja is a series you're going to be interested in. And I really enjoy just how the various levels progress with the mechanics in the levels, because it starts off fairly simple with just destroying robots, and then as you progress you get various like levers which can open switches and doors, which makes navigating your level potentially more difficult, but you're trying to work out what's the most effective way to complete that. And there's a lot of enjoyment and a lot of figuring out how to do that as you progress through this game. So that's it. I didn't take 10 seconds to explain this. I took a little bit longer, but I think it's okay. That is 10 Second Ninja X by Four Circle Interactive. It's trivia time. So let's talk about 10 Second Ninja. Led me to this question. Can you name the side-scrolling ninja action game produced by Sega, originally released for arcades in 1987 and debuted on the Master System in 1988? The correct answer is Shinobi. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. Up next on 3 Extra Lives, I'm here to tell you about Race for Good 2020. Now, if you're a long-time listener of this show, you might remember me talking about this way back in level 13 of the show, when I had actually talked about it after it took place. This time, as of recording and as of release of this level, Race for Good 2020 hasn't took place yet, so I feel like I'm doing a bit better this year. Now, what is Race for Good, you might ask? Race for Good is hosted by Andy, the British Andy Wilson, and Pete Titans Creed Nevercott. And they have been racing each other since 2018 through Sonic games, classic Sonic games, the modern Sonic games, and they've been raising money for the charity known as Special Effect. And Special Effect is a charity based in the UK, created in 2007, which specializes in helping physically disabled people play video games. An excellent cause. Now, Pete and Andy usually find themselves racing through Sonic games together fairly regularly, and this started a foundation for the Race for Good series, which back in 2018, they set a target for themselves of $500 for the charity Special Effect, and they raised over $600, which was fantastic. And then last year, 2019, they set out to make £600, and they made over £800. And this year, they're aiming to raise another £700 with goals up to £1,000. And Race for Good will take place on June 19th, 2020 at 12 a.m. Pacific time, 3 a.m. Eastern, very early start there, 8 a.m. British Standard Time. But that will happen through the majority of the day. So whatever time you're waking up on June 19th, you're going to see some Sonic action. And this is really great to tune into if you do like to watch people speedrunning through Sonic games or video games in general. And personally for me, as someone that grew up with Sonic the Hedgehog, going back and watching people play through the Sonic titles, and there's a real nostalgia just to experience that as well. And Andy and Pete also have a lot of fun with their donations with regards to people donating and being able to hinder one of the players, for example, putting the oven mitts on or making a player lose some lives. You've got people coming in there and potentially sabotaging parts of the game as well for them, to maybe put them on an even playing field or allowing one of the players to get further ahead. And it's all in good spirits and it's all for a good cause. And like I say, you'll see some great Sonic action there. Andy and Pete have played a lot of Sonic games. They're pretty good at what they're doing there. And you'll almost get like a history of Sonic games there, because it's not only the classic games, you've got more modern titles as well, which, you know, some people are not as familiar with those modern Sonic titles because they grew up with the originals on the Sega Genesis, Sega Mega Drive, and once that era kind of passed, they haven't really paid much attention to what came after that. And I know I'm probably one of those people that, after those classics, that I haven't really played too much Sonic games after that. I mean, I played Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast, which I know Pete and Andy aren't going to be covering, but probably for good reason with regards to speedrunning there, because that's slightly a bit more story-driven with a narrative there, whereas classic Sonic games are just more platformer and just getting to it. I'm going to be heading over there on June 19th, cheering them on, popping in to give them some words of encouragement as well. And I'm just wishing them all the best for another race for good. Really enjoyed what I saw last year. And again, I was just sad that I talked about it after it happened. But this year, on the ball, Race for Good 2020. Mark your calendars for June 19th if you want some sweet Sonic action and help raise money for an amazing cause, which is Special Effect. And of course, you can see the event over at twitch.tv/Project Phoenix Productions or over at twitch.tv/TheBritishAndy. I'll have links for that in my show notes. Mark your calendars, get ready, get set, gotta go fast. It's trivia time. So I was talking Race for Good and Sonic the Hedgehog. That led me to this question. What is Sonic the Hedgehog's original home planet called? Is it Planet Blue, Emerald Planet, or Mobius? The correct answer is Mobius. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. And finally, on this level of 3 Extra Lives, I'm talking about Stories Untold. Now, I streamed this game over on my Twitch channel at twitch.tv/3extralives, and I picked this up in a bundle over on Humble for Devolver Digital Bundle, actually, which worked out at absolutely nothing for about 5 games. I got Ollie Ollie 2, Hotline Miami, Stories Untold, and it worked out at about $3. I was really happy with that. And Stories Untold is a game I've had on my radar for some time. I just haven't got around to picking it up, so I was delighted to do that. And Stories Untold, it's a narrative-driven experimental adventure game that blends the genre into something completely unique, combining a mix of classic text, adventure, point-and-click, and more. 4 short stories are packed together into a single mysterious anthology. And when I was reading this game description of pulling together 80s retro nostalgia and text-based adventure, I was instantly very excited to jump into this. And when you do jump into this game, you're going to get that 80s vibe. And the game, like it says, is broke up into 4 stories. And the first episode is known as The House Abandoned. And that's actually available for free via a demo on the Steam page for Stories Untold. So if you want to get a taste of that, you can do for free. And I think once you do, you will be absolutely hooked, because The House Abandoned is an epic way to kick off this story, which I don't really want to tell you too much about it, because I think the joy of this game is actually experiencing it for yourself. But The House Abandoned starts off with you in your room with a computer. You load up this game on what looks like an old Spectrum game with the old cassette tapes. You boot that up, and it's a text-based adventure. Now, there is some incredible twists along the way. It's going to be slightly mind-blowing. It's also a little bit chilling, and you'll find yourself not really sure what's going on. You're constantly questioning what is happening in this game. And as you go through these short stories, you'll also encounter different kind of puzzles, which aren't too difficult to solve, but sometimes they take a bit of working out with the resources that you have available to you. And again, very just satisfying to go through them, solving them, working them out. Had some help from Twitch chat on my end, actually, especially when it came to some Morse code, which took place in the 3rd episode of Stories Untold. Now, something really cool about Stories Untold is when you boot up the first episode, and in fact, when you boot up any of the episodes, you'll notice the intro to each episode really resembles a certain TV show called Stranger Things. Now, that's because the poster and logo for this game was created by Stranger Things artist Kyle Lambert, which just explains everything. how I was feeling the Stranger Things vibes, and the intro music and the intro setting makes you feel like you are going into almost a TV series. And there's a reason behind that. Again, I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to give away the goose, because to play this game and experience it in its purest form without any spoilers is how you have to go into this. If you've read about what happens or you know the twist at the end, it's really going to detract from everything there. So I'm trying to step lightly, but I'm trying to also encourage you to go check out Stories Untold, because it's a lot of fun. And it's actually not just available on PC, it's also made its way to the Nintendo Switch as of January 2020. So you can give it a go over there too if you desire. And honestly, you won't regret it. 3 hours of your time, it's like watching an epic movie, and you'll be satisfied at the end of it. I know I was. I enjoyed it immensely. There's also another game by this developer, No Code, called Observation, which is not similar, but it's a sci-fi thriller uncovering what happened to Dr. Emma Fisher through the lens of a station's artificial intelligence, which, going from Stories Untold, I instantly this game on my radar, which came out in May 2020. You might hear about this game in a future level of 3 Extra Life. I say might, you will hear about this game in a future level of 3 Extra Life. So go check out Stories Untold. I can't recommend it enough. Lots of fun. By developer No Code. Do it. Do it right now. It's trivia time. So I was talking about Stories Untold, and that had a bit of an 80s nostalgic vibe. So that led me to this question. What was the best-selling video game from the 1980s? Was it Tetris, Super Mario Bros., or Pac-Man? The correct answer is Super Mario Bros. Did you get that one right? If you did, give yourself an extra life. And here we are at the end of another level of 3 Extra Lives. How did you do on the trivia this week? Why not let me know over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at 3 Extra Lives. Always love to hear how you're doing on the trivia. And you can email the show as well if you desire at podcast@3extralives.com. Let me know there, or send me feedback about the show, recommendations for a game I should check out, or a positive video game story. Always love to hear from you. And like I mentioned during the middle of the show, you can find everything that I've mentioned on this level of 3 Extra Lives over at 3extralives.com. Links to everything I've mentioned, so you don't have to go searching. It will all be there for you. And that's it. We've reached the end once again. I thank you very much for taking the time to digest this level of 3 Extra Lives. And I'll see you all in level 53.
By Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at DragonPoweredStudio.com.